India is about to host a big party this week, but it doesn't seem quite ready. The Commonwealth Games begin in New Delhi this Sunday. They are a huge undertaking, with athletes from 71 countries and territories associated with the former British Empire competing. As the clock ticks down, many people are worried that India's not prepared. Elliot Hannon reports from New Delhi.
At New Delhi's Connaught Place Market, one of the city's biggest tourist attractions, workers are busy laying new sidewalks. The street is lined with bulldozers and cranes. It's all part of a last-minute crash to get ready for the Commonwealth Games later this week. When India won the right to host the Games, the government drew up an ambitious plan not only to build stadiums, but also give its capital city a makeover. But a year before the Games were to begin, alarm bells began to sound. Construction deadlines came and went. The country's organizing committee, however, shrugged off concerns that the city might not be ready. Last week, when a footbridge connecting the athletes' village to the event's main stadium collapsed, those fears were reignited. The athletes' village, to accommodate 7,000 competitors, was unfinished and in disrepair. The Indian media saw it as a sign of looming disaster.
Tonight, after the fiasco, can the Commonwealth Games still succeed?
Just 50 days before the Games, the credibility of the Commonwealth Games has taken a huge beating.
It seemed to have hit a point of no return. It seemed to be a really, really dark hour. Can we still salvage the Commonwealth Games and salvage national pride?
Several top athletes from the UK and Australia pulled out of the event. Participating countries questioned whether the event should be held at all. Mani Shankar Iyer, India's former sports minister, asked the same question.
It is obvious that while the economy is growing, that is, while India is prospering, Indians are not. But because there has been success on one parameter, those who have benefited from that want to project India on the international stage as a coming economic superpower.
That set the bar high, and the country has struggled to live up to its own expectations. Several projects were scrapped. Allegations of corruption and mismanagement have grown louder, as have complaints about the working conditions and wages of construction crews preparing for the event. Unusually persistent monsoon rains caused delays. Suman Berry of the National Council of Applied Economic Research says all of this has exposed some of India's flaws.
It was allowed to be administered as business as usual. And I think the lesson is that business as usual in the Indian public sector increasingly does not work.
For NPR News, I'm Elliot Hannon in New Delhi.